We're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Crazy times in which we live, isn't it, folks? Crazy, crazy things going on all around us. And, man, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Boy, I started again. I just do it all the time, just try to expose things out there. I posted something on my Facebook page. Very simple. I said, how did I state that? I said, what if the killer in El Paso, wherever it was, I don't remember what it was, what if the killers just didn't think the people they killed were people? And then it gets started. Making fun of people, right? Oh, I'm making fun. How can you laugh? How can you tell jokes about that kind of stuff? Folks, do you know something? There's 6,000 unborn babies slaughtered every day. 6,000 every day. 6,000. And we get upset. I'm not making fun of anything. Dayton, Ohio, that's not that far down the road. People got killed in Dayton, Ohio. However many got killed. 20 got killed in El Paso, Texas. 6,000. There are going to be 20 people killed at the abortion clinic here in Columbus. See, we need equal justice, right? Equal justice for those pre-born babies. What if we're in a state of mourning? What if they, instead of banning guns, they banned abortionists? Who's killing more people, guns or abortionists? And I simply try to point out our hypocrisy, and people don't get it. People get mad. People say, oh, my, you're making fun. I'm not making fun of anybody. Sad. I'm trying to speak up for those little unborn babies that are being slaughtered every day right under our watch, and nobody seems to care. Hey, welcome. I'm actually in a pretty good mood today. I got a lot of great stuff I want to talk about. And before we get rolling in it too deep, I'm not going to spend all my time. Listen, I'm going to save you a little bit of time. If you turned in today to hear me talk about the killers in Dayton and the killers in, where was that, El Paso, go ahead and turn on Joel Osteen. I'm not going to talk about that today. We'll talk a little bit about it. But if you turned in here to hear us rehash over and over and over, whether it's a false flag or whether it's not a false flag, and he loaded his gun, but he didn't load his gun, and he shot him, but he didn't shoot him, and if people had guns, all that stuff over and over, folks, I believe people were killed in both places, but I believe it's psychological warfare that's going on all around us. I put nothing past the devil. I put nothing past the devil's minions. And the story that we're going to get is not going to be the story. And like I asked somebody in the pre-show, can somebody tell me what happened to the last guy, last one did all the shooting? In fact, do we even know who it was? Who was the last one that did all the shootings? Went in someplace and did all the shootings. What was that guy's name down there in Florida? Did all that shooting, killed that school, went in. What was that guy's name? Anybody remember him? What's going on with him? Has anything happened to him? Hey, Ethel, anything happened to that guy? See, this will be yesterday's news as well. There are 29 people dead. Their lives will never be the same. And these two guys are just going to go into obscurity. Not going to hear any more about it.
What about Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas. What happened to that guy? Anybody know what's going on? See, folks, listen. We're not to be ignorant of his devices. Okay, we're just not. And I believe it's a ploy about guns. That's what I think. I believe it's a ploy about a lot of other different things. And I'm not going to spend our time here today analyzing whether it was a real killer or whether it wasn't, whether he had on earmuffs or didn't have on earmuffs, and whether he shot that lady outside saw four guys and the guy inside told two guys. That Satan is the author of confusion, folks, and it's confusion. And we understand this, that as soon as these things have taken place, these shootings have taken place, we know this, don't we? The FBI has swarmed in. All information now and coming out. We're going to get little bits and pieces coming out, but the information, it isn't going to come out. So we can speculate and we can analyze. We can do all that stuff, but I'm not going to dedicate all of this show to talking about that. So if you, we'll talk about it here a little bit. And if you want to throw some stuff in here, you can. I thank God for King Vic that's down there in El Paso. He lives right there in El Paso.
Coach,
Dayton isn't that far away.
I want to ask you just one question. This is the only question I'm going to ask you about this stuff. In all those, you know, you imagine there have probably been at least 100 men there. And you're going to tell me there wasn't one guy that could have tackled this guy? One guy. You know, maybe two. One is stunting on the right and getting his attention. There's not one guy. I'm sorry. If I'd been there, I probably would have gotten shot because I would have been that one guy.
Amen, Vic. I know you would have. And see, that's what it is. Greater love has no man than this, than where than he laid down his life for his friends. Folks, this is part of where I'm heading today. We got to read. Folks, the enemy is amping up. Can somebody, let me just stop you right now before we get too far. Can you, anybody give me right now one bit of good news that the left has received in the last 4 months? One bit of good news. Can somebody give me any? Good news on the left. Like, see, good news on the right would be that Trump obviously was cleared of the Russia charges. Yeah, that's good news for the right. Somebody give me good news for the left. Planned Parenthood, are they getting good news? No, I don't think so. Down on the border, are they getting good news? No, I don't think so. Climate change, they getting good news? No, they're not getting good news. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings of this earth conspire against, set themselves up, conspire against the Lord and his anointed. Folks, we're going to see more and more and more of this kind of stuff. More of this kind of stuff. And I watched last night. It was just the best one. In fact, I looked for it this morning. I couldn't. Mike Adams of Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, put out a fabulous about 27 minute on Brighteon last night. Just go watch that. Don't sit here and listen to me talk about it and Vic talk about it and Larry talk about it and George talk about it. Don't worry about our opinions. Mike. Here's one good question. Mike Adams asked this. They said there were, 20 people killed and 50 shot? And when you look at pictures of the shooter, he didn't have an extra clip on him. He didn't have an extra clip. That is a clip of 30 bullets in it, shoot 50 people. Anyway. Go. I suggest you go there. I don't want to get bogged down on that. Okay, we'll jump in there in a minute. I got a couple. Hey, listen, our event in Mansfield was unbelievable. Greg Jevnikar just did an. You talk about a silent warrior. I think this. I'm speaking to a lot of you out there today. I really think Greg was out of his comfort zone. I don't think Greg likes to. I mean, he's a good organizer. I don't think he likes really to be in front of people, but he did it. He did a wonderful job. Pastor Clyde Kirk and his church came out. We did a wonderful job. We went there. Bobby Lee. God bless Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee came all the way in. It's part of it. I got some videos I'm going to show you of all that kind of stuff. Now, I just want to continue to encourage all of you that you can make a difference. I'm going to show you some things here in a second. You make a difference. You make a difference, man. You just got to step out of your comfort zone and you find more and more people. It was a fabulous, fabulous weekend. I thank Mike Blake for riding up there with me. And don't say this too loud. Bobby Lee and I shared the same bed. Yep. So people say Coach sleeps with men. That's the truth. Bobby and I did in that hotel that we were in. Let me stop a second, and I'll go on. Buckeye Lake. We're doing it here again in Buckeye Lake, August 16th and 17th. Mike Blake's where we had all hands on deck. Mike's having a Central Ohio gathering. And I know some people from outside Ohio are coming. We'd love to have you come. I think Serge is going to be down there. Invite any of you want to come and join us the 16th and 17th here at Buckeye Lake. And then I want to plant this seed. Anybody who wants to stay a couple of days afterwards, we may have some cleanup work going on up at Sky High. So if you could maybe put that into your plans to stay with us a couple of days and help us with some volunteer help. That's August 16th and 17th, Buckeye Lake, and then extended beyond. We'll have more details for you as we move on here. Just saw something in the chat that caught my eye. Kevin Bushy says their group in Maine just sent 90 letters to pastors to get out of their 501c3 status. Boy, could I do a show on that one, man. Whew, get out of that 501c3 status. Hey, listen, I did something. Yeah, come on in. Somebody.
If I recall, I believe you did do a show on that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do another one.
Amen, brother.
Let me settle in here a minute, okay? Listen, this is important for some of you out there. I started a fast yesterday, and I want to invite some of you to join me. And, you know, a lot of times, remember Jesus said this kind comes out only with prayer and fasting, and as Russ Dizdar taught us this kind. There are different kinds of demons, different kinds of spirits. This kind, he said, comes out only with prayer and fasting. So I started a fast a Saturday. I ate my last meal on Saturday evening. Is that right? Yeah, Saturday evening. So I'm a day into it now, and I don't know how long I'm going to go, but I know the last time that I did this, some of you joined in with me, and I would just like to encourage maybe some of you to do it, whether it be a day, whether it be a meal. There's power in it. Power in it. And again, remember, you don't get brownie points by how long you fast and all that kind of stuff. Just ask the Lord what he would have you to do. And I also like to do it because there are physical benefits of it. Scientific studies show that when you fast, in 3 days, your entire immune system reboots, starts all over, cleans itself up. Fasting does. So I just throw that out there. I'm on a fast. Anybody want to join a fast with me? God bless you. Come on in. The water's fine. Okay. Where do I go here, Lord? Where do I go? Okay. Jared, go to my Facebook page. I got some things I want to show you.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Real quick, the days following that, the 18th, 19th, 20th, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you guys want to come, it's possible that Don Marshall's coming with a tractor. It'll be largely outside work, but there is work to do inside. There's a place to stay. Bring your cots and bedding and whatnot. You'll be piled up there in the Sky High Mansion on the hill. So come on in and check it out and help us out. Okay. And if you got any questions, just shoot me a note. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark's really giving some great direction to what's going on up there. And Tree Limb Gym has been working outside. It's amazing. It's just amazing. First of all, it's amazing. Thank you, Lord. I'll talk about that. I heard that. Whew. Boy, I heard that. A lot of us got brush in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot of us have brush in our lives. And Tree Limb Gym's up top I just got this hanging with me, okay? Tree Limb Gym is staying up at Sky High, and he's a tree guy. Because we've put some of the things on hold inside the building, Jim's just turned his attention to what he does best, and that's work out the trees. And last night I was up there, and Jim, those of you who've been there know where those big pine trees are right in front of the house there. The brush was so thick that you couldn't see through it. Now, I went up there last night. This is the sun was getting ready to go down, and Tree Limb had cleared away so much of that brush that all of a sudden a whole new area of possibilities opened up to me as I looked at it. A lot of you got brush in your lives. And the brush, see, the brush just grows. I don't think it was even planted. It just grows. It grows all around us and ties us up and binds us up and blocks our view, and we don't see things properly as a result of it. And the elderly man that we bought the property from, he's in the nursing home. I think he's 94, I think. I don't know how long has it been since he's been able to do any yard work at all up there. 10 years? Was he doing yard work at 84, you suppose? And that entire beautiful property up there is engulfed in brush. vines, thistles, thorns. That's where most of us are. That's where most people in America are. That brush, trapped in the brush and the bushes, the brambles. We're all caught up in them. We're going to have to clear out some of that stuff, folks, especially the times in which we live. I believe one of the reasons that the Lord gave us Sky High is I believe it's going to have to become a refuge for a lot of people who are going to be going through some pretty rough times. You can say amen if you want to. You don't have to. I can think of no other reason why the Lord has given us. Well, I can think of a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons why the Lord has given us this property. It's going to be food shortages. Are you watching right now? What's going on? There's crazy things going on all around us. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you this. You better get rid of some of that brush. You better clean up your brush. You're going to get entangled. You're going to turn. You're going to try to run. You won't be able to because you're going to have grapevines wrapped around your legs and have to push through the thistles and the thorns and the brambles of life, man. Clean that stuff up. That's why, to me, the fast is important because I think I'm in one of those, this brush all around me. It's all around me, like a brush all around me. And by that, I mean, I'm not complaining. I have obstacles all around me, brush. Grapevine holding me here. There's thistles poking at me here. There's spouting that's broken here in all of our lives. And the power of the fast is to recenter you, to cut down some of those grapevines. If you were here, you would know what I'm talking about, grapevines. Go clear up into the trees. I'm looking for Tarzan. And last night we got a winch on our gator and wrapped that winch around those things and pulled that thing and I thought the whole tree was coming down. There's all that brush came out of that tree. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Remember that song? We need to get some brush out of our eyes so we can see clearly. Go to the Facebook, Jared, if you would. Pull that up there for me. Folks, I just came from the Holy Spirit. Take it however you want to. On my Facebook page, I'm sorry, I got to get reoriented here. Let me go down here. I'm going to show you a couple different things that I think are really, really important about our trip to Mansfield, Ohio. I'm good. Jared's got it up there for us. Thanks, Jared. A lot of great stuff still on Hillary Clinton. I got a lot of stuff. Going down, Jared, I'll tell you when, bud. First thing I want you to do is, this is something that is so easy. Keep going, Jared. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, brother. I'm sorry. I should have put these at the stop right there, Jared. Stop right there. Lock her up. Folks, this is so easy. When we were done with the Pride Parade, we went, me and Bobby and Greg and Mike Blake and some others, we went out on just a main intersection in Mansfield, Ohio. And they'd put flags in the ground, American flags, and they'd put up, stop some pro-American people were out there. And we went and joined them, and they made a sign specially for me. It said, "Indict Hillary, lock her up." And I stood out there, and I held that sign, and we handed out equal justice tour cards to people that stopped. The honking of the horns was unbelievable. This thing's about 6 minutes. I don't want you to show it all, but Jared, just go ahead and start showing. Folks, this is so easy. You can do this right in your town. Find yourself an intersection. Make yourself a sign and go stand there because they are lying to us, folks. Most people are with us. Most people are with us. They want equal justice. Go ahead and play it there, Jared, real quickly. Give me a second there, folks. Just out on the street with a sign, some cards to hand out.
Everywhere in America, you want to make a difference? You really want to make a difference where you are, where you live? This is not hard to do, folks. I'm standing at a street corner, Lexington's Spring Mill Road in Mansfield, Ohio. Actually, it's Ontario, Ohio. Listen to the horns. Listen to the horns as we stand out here. It's very simple. You make a sign. You go out and stand out on the corner just like I am here, and you hold a sign. I'm going to show you the sign here in a minute. I want you to start listening to the horns that honk. You don't know what the sign says yet. We're handing out equal justice tour cards Come on, dudes, give me a honk here. Thumbs up. There's a thumbs up. Everybody's giving us a thumbs up. Come on now. Come on, dude. We can make a difference. Two thumbs up right there. Everybody's giving us thumbs up. No, not everybody, but most everybody. Most of them are giving us a thumbs up. Standing here at this corner, it's so easy to do. We got to get out. We got to get involved. Thumbs up. Horns are going to start honking here. Hey, he's waving thumbs up. He doesn't know what's going on. Bobby's down there handing out Equal Justice tour cards. Folks, come on, Heartbeat of America. You can do this in your local community. You can do this, friends. You can make a difference. See, people are looking for somebody to lead. Let's see if we get any horn. There's a horn honk. There's a horn honk. There's another one. Oh, what about this? There's a horn honk. What? Yeah, we're getting horn honks and thumbs up. What? Yeah, we are. We'll say, Coach, what does your sign say? What's your sign say, Coach? Why are they giving you the thumbs up and honking the horns? What is it? Oh, there's another one. They're honking their horns. They're giving us thumbs up. Wait a minute, let me flip you around. You don't believe me. They're coming by here. They're looking at the sign. They're honking their horn. They said, what? What? Yeah, I'm with you. Honk the horn. Right here, honk your horn. Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this, I'm telling you.
Okay, Jerry, you can cut him off.
Street, handing out Equal Justice tour cards. I'm standing on the corner. I'm just holding up this sign. They're honking their horns. They're giving us thumbs up. Nobody's speaking for them. You understand this, friends?
Okay, Jerry,
nobody is speaking for America.
Folks, I'm not going to go this. This goes on for 6 minutes. You know what the card, the sign said? Lock her up. Indict Hillary. EqualJusticeTour.com. It was amazing. For an hour, people were stopped. Bobby jumped up into a semi-truck. A semi-truck driver wanted him. We can do this right where you are. You're going to find out that you've got all kinds of support out there. Lock her up. Video of us doing that on the street. It was Equal Justice Tour. Equal Justice Tour. Okay, now, Jared, stay there on my Facebook page, if you will. I'm going to talk about Equal Justice Tour. Hang on, I'm going somewhere. Jared, go to the next video down there. It's going to say, I'm sorry, buddy. I should have just sent these to you so it'd be easy. We're motivated by love, folks. We're motivated by love. I'm sorry that you can't understand that. And I did this specifically when we went to this Pride in Mansfield, Ohio. We went to the parade this time. I purposefully wanted people to know, keep going, Jared, I was not saying anything. I never told one person they were going to hell. I never told one person to repent. Stay right there a second, Jared. Is that it? No, go on, keep on. Yeah, that might be it. No, keep going, Jared, keep going. I'll tell you when it's on down. I just held a sign. I held a sign that says, God is angry, right there. God is angry with the wicked every day. That's all I did. I didn't go and yell and scream at people. Stood on the street with Mike Blake. There's my sign. God is angry with the wicked every day. Mike Blake is holding a sign. God hates sin, I think is what it says. This is 2 minutes. I want you to hear this explanation of why we go. Go ahead, Jared. Bobby Lee took his
video. All right, here we are in Mansfield, Ohio. We got the Gay Pride Parade going on. We got the first few people on the street right here. Coach Dave, Mike Blake, and
John Milton.
John Milton. What?
Milton.
All right. So we're out here standing against the sodomites. They're going to be coming right down the street here in a short period of time. Any of you guys got something to say?
Scripture says to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And people will, they'll accuse us of being out here today, Bobby, saying that we're full of hate, right? That's why I wear the shirt, the truth sounds like hate, to those that hate the truth, right? And as we just heard from Pastor Bill at a rally down there, he said we're here because we love. We're not here because we hate homosexuals. Love warns. We're here to warn them. We're not here to beat them over the head or embarrass them. We're here to warn them.
Warning them of their destructive behavior.
Right. Yeah. To warn them to turn from their wicked ways, it says in Ezekiel 3.
Where it leads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it's like, I like to tell everybody, say,
you know, if you have somebody in your family who's hooked on drugs, let's say, they got a drug addiction, and you love that person, do you go provide drugs for them? Do you go out and buy drugs for them? Of course you wouldn't do it, because you love them. What? You want them to stop using the drugs. So if you love somebody who's trapped in homosexuality, do you celebrate them in their sin, or do you try to help them come out of that sin? So we're here because we love people. We love the Lord, first of all. But we love people. We don't hate them, Bobby. And sadly, they have a blindness, and they can't understand that.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, Jared, pull
up
Ezekiel.
No?
Pull up Ezekiel 3 for me real quick. I got a call from Roger yesterday. I don't know whether Roger had an epiphany or what, because I'd shared this many times on the show. Folk Christians, you better take your faith seriously. You better take it seriously. We can't pick and choose which verses of the Bible we like. I could show you the video if you want to. On my Facebook page, I filmed the entire Gay Pride Parade in Mansfield. The entire thing, I filmed it. It takes about 30 minutes. It wasn't a very big parade. And you're going to see, as we stand there and hold our signs, how many times people came up to us and told us, well, number one, don't judge. Number two, God loves everyone. God. So people say, Coach, you have to go there and share the love of Jesus. Well, tell them that Jesus loves them. Folks, listen, they know that. Please understand. They know that.
Hey, Coach, they also say, love thy neighbor. Don't know the first commandment, but love thy neighbor is the only way.
Don't, Jesus is not judgmental. God loves everybody, and you guys are full of hate over and over. Just go watch the video. But scroll on down, verse 4, Jared, Ezekiel 3, chapter 4. And he said unto me, son of man, get thee into the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them. No, I'm in the right. Am I in Ezekiel 3? Is that right? No. Yeah. Am I in the right spot? No, I'm not. Oh, that's a good one. I could go right there, but that's not what I'm looking for. Bear with me a second here. How can I miss that? Not like me, Coach. You're not in your game today. It's Ezekiel 3. Sure it is. Scroll on down, Jared. Go down about verse. Just go down a bit. No. I'm losing my mind here. Anyway. Trust me. There it is. Son of man, I've made you a watchman to the house of Israel. Are you a son of man? You, those of you right now watching this show, does this apply to you? Because if it does, your knees will start quaking. Son of man, I've made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth. Jared, underline this, and give them warning from me. Friendship evangelism, right? Give them warning from me. Who's this to? Watchman under the house. Jesus, son of man, I have made thee a watchman under the house of Israel. Give them warning from me. When you go to the Parade Pride in Mansfield, Ohio, and you say unto those who are marching in the parade, you shall surely die, and you don't give them a warning, nor speak to them to warn those wicked people to stop doing this wicked behavior, and if they do that, it'll save his life. That same wicked man's going to die in his sin if he ignores you. But I'm going to require his blood at your hand. What? That's what it says. That same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. What wicked man would that be? That wicked man you didn't go warn. Yet if you warn the wicked, talking to you now, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he's going to die in his sins. But you've delivered your soul. Hmm. Does that mean my soul's not delivered if I'm not issuing a warning? And it goes on in verse 20. I'm not going to camp here. It goes on in verse 20. It says, say anything about a righteous man. You see a guy in your church stumble and you don't say anything about it? When a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commits sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he's going to die because you've not given him a warning. He's going to die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he had done before, isn't going to be any good to him. That's what it says. Once saved, always saved. But his blood, buddy, I'm going to require at your hand. Why? Because you didn't warn him. That's why we go. That's why I go. Selfish reasons. That's why I go. Somebody come on in here. I've rattled on here for half
an hour. Yeah, sounds like a good job description.
Now, you know, Coach, God admonished the watchman to warn them not to tolerate, support, and
love, love warns, folks. Love warns. And I don't know how we've got the gospel so messed up. So, Jared, I want you to see something. Jared, I've got the in the stuff there. It says, my computer goes dark on me. One of the videos says something about a pastor, Jared. What's it say there? You see it, I think. Come on, computer. I'm using one Vic gave me down here.
We didn't get a stuff email. I'm not seeing it.
You didn't get somebody come here yet. Somebody, you
we
didn't
got
get
Vic.
One? You did not get a stuff email from me.
Correct.
Well, that no wonder we're on different pages. I can't get my computer to wake up here. I'm going to get it to you here in a second, Jared. Somebody come in here and save me. Larry, by the way, Larry, you had a great video this morning. I saw it. Looked like a news desk that you were making. Let's see. There it is, and I did not send that to Jared. What is wrong with me today? No wonder Jared's behind the eight ball. Coming your way, Jared. Sorry, man. I sent it to you. I didn't send it to you. I'm stuck at the 32 minute. Come on in there. Jared, then I want you to, as soon as you're able to, Jared, I want you to pull up Phony Pastor. That's what it says, Phony Pastor. Somebody, come in.
Coach, yep. Alan the other day posted a he posted Matthew 7:1, and you know that you know
judge not.
That exactly. That's the one he put it up.
Vic, I got that thing of you that you said I'm going to use it in a minute here.
Okay.
Cool. I'm on page 12. You're on page 14. Bear with me here a second. I just got this thing, folks. This is America's pulpit. Okay. I don't know this guy. I wouldn't know him from Adam. He's a pastor. And listen to what he says about abortion, okay? This is what we're getting in our pulpits. That's why, well, go ahead, Jared. It's only 2 minutes.
I'm still not ready to preach because after the last service, I was made aware that there's protesters. Have you seen the protesters? So there's protesters. They're not our protesters. These are not our church members. We did not ask these people to protest, but there are protesters out by our church sign because that's city property. And I'm told they were holding a sign that says, what did it say, that Jesus is pro-life, and another sign that said abortion is murder. And you know what? You know what we believe at our church. We believe that life begins in the womb. We believe in the sanctity of human life. I also believe in Ephesians 4:15, which says, speak the truth in love. Sometimes people speak truth, and it's truth. Life begins in the womb. It's truth. But there's not love. And there are others who just love, 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 and they never speak truth. And both are wrong. As Christians, we're called to speak truth, but to do it in love, which is what we always try to do in our church. We speak truth in love. And so I don't know why someone is protesting a church like ours. But I will tell you, as your pastor, we don't go and protest abortion clinics. We don't do that. But you know what we do? We go to crisis pregnancy centers, and we try to speak to women who are in a crisis and show them there's another way, and that's a living soul in your womb, and there's adoption, and there's someone who would desperately love to raise your child. And so with love, we reach out to people that are in a difficult time. And so I want you, the Bible says you'll know them by their love. And so even though you may not like people protesting our church, would you show them love when you're leaving? Don't yell at them. Be kind, even though we believe the approach that they're taking is not the biblical approach.
Okay, Jared, can anybody point out the fallacy here? Can anybody the straw man?
Well, you know, Coach, the Bible doesn't say you'll know them by their love. The Bible says you will know them by their love for one another.
Amen. Bible says you'll know them by their fruit, right? So see, here's what it is. Anybody who shows up and warns people, which we just read that, right? Anybody shows up and warns people is not being loving. That's what I extrapolate from it.
I don't find where their message was unloving. It says that, you know, that abortion is murder. That's the truth. That's truth. And it is in love because it truly is.
Do they all go there? Does everybody go to the pregnancy care center? Is that what that whole church goes there? Or is he saying some of our money goes there? What's he saying? Go ahead. Is that the
church? What are we telling them, women at the clinic? We're telling them exactly what he said. He just doesn't realize it. We said, hey, look, we'll adopt your child. We'll take care of your child. We'll help you in this crisis.
Right. And Dale, I don't know about you, brother. I'm not a protester.
We're a proclamator, Cap.
Proclaimer. I proclaim the truth. I don't protest. If I didn't care about the babies and I didn't care about the women, I wouldn't even go. I go because I care.
Yeah. Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a pregnancy center here in Fallon. I went in there and talked to them, and first thing that says out of the director's mouth is, we don't shame people here.
Don't shame them.
Hey, Coach.
Unchristian about shame? Whatever happened to shame? I wrote on that, by the way. Yeah, come on in.
I was just going to say, they probably have Starbucks in that church, too.
They probably do. But, He had the look, didn't he? For sure.
But the
fight's covered.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Vic. By the way, Jim, bring up the email. It says Vic's
in the first place. You got it all wrong.
No, that's Alan's picture. But all I'm saying is that isn't the shaming the first step to repentance?
Absolutely, I believe it is.
Didn't Jesus see the woman at the well and say, go and sin no more? I mean, isn't this kind of like Christianity 101?
It is, but Roger, it's not, they've skipped it. So Vic sent me this. It's up on your screen right now, just so y'all know. Judge me not, ? Well, here are some excellent scriptures. Those who love to twist Matthew 7:1. We are required to judge with a righteous judgment. That's John 7:24. We could check them all if we wanted to. We're to judge all things, John 7:24.
Coach, give Alan Zeifer credit. Alan put it up and they took it down. And I went ahead and put it back up in Facebook. And I think I put it in Twitter. I put it up again. But Alan is the originator of this. This is the one that my jaw was on the ground when I saw this, because I find out that this is the antidote to all the poison that these guys that come and bring that judge me not. And here you go. How do you like me now?
Judge sin within the church. That's 1 Corinthians 2:15-16. Judge matters between the brothers. 1 Corinthians 6:5. Judge the preaching. 1 Corinthians 14:29. We could open all these up if you want to. Judge false spirits and those who preach and teach counterfeit gospels and false doctrines. That's 2 Corinthians 11:1-4. Judge the works and workers of darkness. That's Ephesians 5:11. Judge false apostles. Hang on. 2 Peter 2, John 4, Revelation 2, and judge false Christians among us. 1 John 2:18-20. Yeah, Dale.
And there's two, one of them was key, and I posted it in there following up with that love thy neighbor as thyself, that comes out of Leviticus chapter 19, starting with verse 15 through verse 19, where it tells to judge your neighbor in a righteous manner. Don't kill your neighbor, don't sin against him, but you can rebuke your neighbor, bring a reproach against him, for thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That is the proper love of a neighbor, and that is bringing out. And then in Ezekiel, let me see, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 2, and it says, as for you, son of man, you will judge, or will not thou judge and show the bloody city? Yes, thou shalt show her all of her abominations.
That doesn't sound very loving, Dale.
That sounds biblical, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Coach. Cool.
And see, we have to gotta figure out whether we're going to follow biblical Christianity or cultural Christianity, because they're not the same thing. See. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, and don't forget, judgment begins at the house of God, and test all spirits, because not all spirits are of God.
I ran into a few of those on Saturday, I'll tell you that.
Coach, here's one that I discovered last night. I had always considered tattooing to be against God's will, but I didn't have the specific verse. If you go to Leviticus, I think it's 19:28, there it speaks to the cutting and the writing.
Love and, that.
It's Leviticus 19:28. And then it says, 28. It says, ye shall not cut, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I, and it says, bracket, am the Lord. So that booyah goes to all the people that want to get those Yakuza kind of tattoos. There you go.
Amen, brother. It's right. It's all right. Again, are we going to follow biblical Christianity or cultural Christianity?
Coach, you back that up with Exodus chapter 20, of course, Ten Commandments, verse 4 and 5, graven image. Graven image goes right along with tattoos, Coach. Mm-hmm. And when you dive into graven image, now you're talking rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry. Now you're talking 200 scriptures, some in the Old Testament, some in the New. It all wraps around tattooing, but you're never going to hear it preached in 2019 nowhere.
Nowhere, brother. Well,
that's because biblical Christianity is in contrast and conflict with American Christianity.
That's it, cultural Christianity. We're in conflict with them.
Well, Dave, I think what bothers me the most about what this guy said is I don't have a problem if a church says that's not how we do it. I don't have a problem with that. If they choose to minister to pro-life people in a different manner or whatever, that's okay. But to say what it is unscriptural, to say that it's not biblical what is done at these abortion mills when people go out, that is what bothers me more than anything else.
But Roger, it's the same thing that I say regularly on the show. Truth is love. You cannot separate those two things. Now, if you're talking about the delivery, maybe you don't like the way the message is delivered.
Yeah.
But truth is love.
Well, the people in that congregation leave there thinking, because nobody reads their own Bible.
Okay.
They're thinking that the actions that take place out there are unbiblical. That is a lie. That is a lie to them.
I was going to save this for another day, but I can't now. Jared, go to 1 John, not John, 1 John. Pastor Bill Dunphy came Saturday morning and spoke before we went out to the parade, and he knocked my socks off. I want you to know I'm stealing this from him. I was going to do a whole show on it. I may double back. But if he ever hit a bullseye about him, the American church, here it is. Y'all with me, Jared? I'm sorry. Holy Spirit caught me off stride here. Let me get to the screen. 1 John, and go, boy.
And Coach, when you're going there, Matthew chapter 23, that whole chapter He wants to talk about the deliverance is not proper. Jesus's deliverance in the entire, which is his words in red ink, brother, it was firm, it was rebuking, and it was solid and loud.
Amen. We'll start in verse 13 here real quickly. This is what Pastor Bill, this is really good, man. God is light, by the way. 1 John chapter 2, let's start in 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven, given you for his name's sake. See, God's sins are good because his name's good. I write unto you, fathers, because you've not known him, that is, from the beginning. And I write unto you, young men. Notice children, fathers, and young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. And I write unto you, little children, because you've known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you've known him that it is from the beginning. And I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Wouldn't it be good against the young men, be strong in the Lord, and have God abiding in them? Wouldn't that be better than what we see in the streets now? Here's where I'm going. Here's where Pastor, it was a mic drop moment for me. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, boys and girls, sit there on that one a minute. Do we have worldly churches or not? Are our churches worldly? Are our churches catering their message to the world or not? I'm not there yet. Stay with me. Verse 16. Here comes the mic drop. For all that is in the world, here it is. Here's everything that is in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. So Pastor Bill took us down here and he said this, look, the lust of the flesh, we know what that is. Most people, most of us are motivated by the lust of the flesh, and we fight for years and years to get victory over our carnal nature. By the way, one of the reasons I'm fasting, you get spiritually strong to overcome the flesh by exerting your spiritual power. The lust of the flesh is everywhere we see. And then the lust of the eye, the eye gate. You look at advertising. Advertising is done to capture your eye. Everything comes in through the eye gate. Images, commercials, movies, videos, the way girls dress, the way they look, all comes in. See, the lust of the flesh is fed by the lust of the eye. But here's where Pastor Bill knocked me to my knees. The pride of life. Now, can I tell you why that phony pastor doesn't take his people to the streets? You could see it right there, right? Folks, if we would go back and look at that video, what's this guy worth? Worried about the opinion of the world. That is the pride of life. He's not worried about the babies. He's not worried about stopping the slaughter. He wants people to, they want to look good in the eyes of the world. And you tell me that our churches aren't set up like that? Coach. Smoke machines, music, lighting, everything to draw in the world. And it's the pride of life that's the most difficult thing for all of us to get over. When someone speaks a truth to us, we don't want to hear it. Why? Pride rises up inside of us. The pride of life. It's the great foot catcher of all of them, the pride of life. And the Christian church has reached a point in America where we won't speak the truth to the world because we're worried about what the world thinks of us. That was his message.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
You know that verse, chapter 2, verse 15 of 1 John, where it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I have heard so many sermons that say that is the things in the world you're not to love. The people you got to love because they're children of God. That goes directly against what you just read from the scripture. I've studied this in the Greek, you know, minutely. And that word neither can't be changed to mean anything other than or, nor, N-O-R, nor. It separates the two. There's two things that you're commanded not to love. You're not to love the world, and that is the exact same word for world used in this verse as what was used in John 3:16, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So those who try to take the people out of this verse, we are not to love the people of the world. We're to want to love them, like you say. The love, the opportunity for us to be commanded to love them is there when they leave the world and come into the family of God.
Jared, pull up Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, Pastor Dale just posted it in there.
And Coach, truthfully, when you look at all these scriptures that you were talking to Alan had posted and everything, if not anything, those signs and that harder message should be brought to the church more so than even a clinic, because those messages in the scriptures are actually at Christians. And that's where we you can't hurt me because I'm a brother in Christ. You're supposed to talk nice to me. No, the scripture actually is talking at you. And it is challenging you and it is convicting you. That's what the Holy Spirit says. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will what? Convict the world of sin.
Leviticus 19:15, you shall not do unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the persons of the poor, nor honor the persons of the mighty. Equal justice, boys and girls. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. Neither shall you stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of God. Whoops, we lost it. We shall not, the children of the people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. You keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow the field with mingled seed, neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Oh, man. Jared, back to 1 John 2. Got to finish this up here real quick. Oh, man, I got something to show you. Don't tune off yet. Don't tune out yet. Jared, we're back to verse 17. Love not the world, for all this world, lust of flesh, lust of life, pride of life is not of the Father. The world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the God abideth forever. Conditional again, folks. Little children, it's the last time. Look at this. Look at this. Come on, folks. Little children, he's telling them, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrists. That's how we know we're in the end times. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us. It's a real separation coming. Real separation. I got to play this. I promised my wife I would play it. I saw it. I got this from, I don't want to say who it is without his permission. Well, I'm biting my tongue because I want to tell you. David and Goliath, he sent me this video today. No, he didn't. He sent it to me on Friday. I saved it for today. David and Goliath, 5 minutes and 27 seconds. Go ahead, Jared.
Slaves of a nameless god. Once again, I bring you the challenge of Goliath of Gath, champion of the Philistines. Where is your faith in your God? Where is your trust in his protection? You boast that he can move mountains, and yet he cannot move one man among you to defend his honor. 6 times have we challenged you to put forward a champion. And 6 times have you cowered in silence. Send out a champion. And whoever wins the combat wins the day for his country and his God. Well, Israelites, what is your answer? then let all the world bear witness. There is no God in Israel.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Goliath!
Feed your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. So be it, Lord.
So be it!
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. Don't ever forget this. The Goliaths in your life aren't defying you. They're defying the God in you. Goliath said to David, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would deny? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the armies of the living God, not defy God, defy his armies. Time to cut away some brush from our lives, get ourselves girded up, fasted up, prayed up. The battle belongs to the Lord. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.